You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, a kids' TV show just introduced a new character with autistic traits. We'll get the details on what it means for autistic and non-autistic viewers alike.
First, there was a public hearing today on a Wisconsin bill that would close a so-called dark store loophole. The loophole allows big box stores like Walmart and Menards to successfully argue that their stores should be given the same property value as empty stores of the same size, which is why it's called the dark store loophole. The argument allows big box stores to pay much less in property taxes.
Senator Roger Roth is the sponsor of a Senate bill to close the dark store loophole, and Representative Mark Spreitzer sponsors the assembly version of the bill. Senator Roth is a Republican from Appleton. Representative Spreitzer is a Democrat from Beloit. Senator Roth, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Representative Spreitzer, thanks to you as well.
Glad to be here as well.
Well, Senator Roth, let's start with you. We briefly said what the dark store loophole is. How does this affect local governments?
Well, local governments are only, they raise their revenue from two classes of property. They go through the commercial class or the residential class. And when businesses fight their assessments and bring down the assessment value on that property, local governments have no choice but to make that up in other ways, either higher taxes for smaller businesses or through residential property. It comes from our schools. It comes from our fire departments. And that's why this is so important. I want to stress, we are not raising taxes on businesses. All we are doing with this legislation is making sure that there is equity in the assessing process so that everybody across those two classes pays a fair share of the value of those properties.
And Representative Spreitzer, is this a growing problem, companies challenging their tax assessment?
This is a growing problem, and once companies have success with it in one community, they hire lawyers and go to every community that they locate in and challenge the assessments there. And so we've seen large businesses that have the ability to do that, that are doing that in every single community that they have stores, and they bring in that track record of success and often get the community to settle and agree to a lower assessment without even going through the full process because they already think they're going to lose. And so they've been shifting more and more of the tax burden onto, as Senator Roth said, either smaller businesses that don't have those lawyers to challenge their assessments or onto residential property owners.
And I want to walk through how this works to make sure I've got this right. I own a big store. I'm probably a chain. I'm in a community. I can go to court and say, hey, when you assessed my property, you didn't take into account that old store across town that's been closed for 5 years. That represents the value of my store, so you need to bring down my assessment. That's basically what we're talking about here?
That's correct. Now, it should be noted that in the past, anyone, businesses, and even residents had the ability to challenge their assessments. They've done it in the past. They can do that now. Mm-hmm. Even under this bill, they will have that recourse in the future. It's very important. We're not taking that away from individuals. We just, again, want to bring that fairness and equity in the process. And in my area, I can tell you that, you know, it's starting right now with a trickle. That's why we're bringing forth these bills now. We want to hem the tide and make sure, you know, for the city of Appleton, this has cost them $800,000, which is a lot of money, but nowhere near what it could be if everyone took advantage of this loophole.
And this loophole, I mean, the courts have said, yeah, this is a real thing. As of right now, the courts say, yeah, if a company comes to the courts, they can use that empty building across the street as part of their challenge, right?
That's right. The good news is we can fix that by changing state law because the courts are just interpreting current state law. And if we clarify our intention that you should not use a dark store, meaning a store that is closed down and potentially abandoned, to set the value of a store that is operating for tax purposes, if we make that clear in the law, then we can override that court decision and make sure that every business is taxed fairly.
Representative Mark Spreitzer is with us from Beloit, a Democrat, and Senator Roger Roth from Appleton, a Republican, part of a bipartisan effort to close what's called the dark store loophole. So, Senator Roth, talk us through what this bill would do exactly.
Sure. Well, it's two bills, and one of them deals particularly with the dark and vacant property. The other one deals with leases and using those in determining the value of property. So on the dark store issue, we have instances happening all across the state where a business moves from one location to another. They will put a deed restriction on the old location, meaning that you can't use it for its highest and best use. Say, for instance, it was a hardware store. They put a deed restriction saying a future owner cannot use this as a hardware store. They build their new building on the other side of town, and then they challenge in court saying they should be assessed what the old vacant building is valued at. Unfortunately, because they put the deed restriction in there, that building can't be used for its highest and best use, and therefore its property level in value is far lower than the new building. The second aspect deals with leases, and there are three approaches to valuing property right now: the sales comparison approach, the cost approach, and the income approach. And when you're dealing with leases, the income approach, you absolutely have to be able to take into account the value to the property owner in leases. And right now, because of the 2008 court decision, they cannot do that. What this bill will do is overturn. We're basically telling the courts, no, we believe you got it wrong in 2008, and we absolutely want our assessors to be able to value, to take the income that businesses are paying in leases. So it's not profits that they're making in their business. No, it's the rent they're paying. You apply a market capitalization rate to it, and that's how we generally across America for the last century have valued commercial property. We want to go back to that status quo.
Representative Spreitzer, I assume that this is not a Wisconsin-only story. Have you seen how other states have dealt with this issue?
I'm not familiar with the details of how other states have dealt with this issue, but obviously it's something that many of the businesses we're talking about exist across the country, and it's something that other states are taking action to deal with, and so Wisconsin needs to do that as well. You know, given that some of these court decisions go back to 2008, you know, we've had almost a decade now of this not being addressed, and so even when I was on the city council, we were starting to see businesses challenging their assessments using these loopholes and devaluing their property for tax purposes. And so it's long past time to fix it, and I hope we do that this session.
And Senator Roth, I've seen Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, other business groups saying, well, hold on, you're creating basically a special category for us. You're singling us out as one kind of taxpayer, not applying this to homeowners, other kinds of commercial or industrial property. This is unconstitutional.
Well, I want to be pointedly clear. I am not trying, and both the authors and those who have signed on to this bill, we are not trying to invent new ways to tax businesses. Absolutely. I totally get why they challenge their assessments. I want people to pay as little taxes as they have to. But when we do have intent in how to value property, I want to make sure that's addressed fairly across the board. I will tell you that opponents of this legislation have said that states like Indiana have enacted similar legislation only to repeal it because it didn't follow the uniformity clause. I can tell you that we've drafted this, we've learned from other states' mistakes, and we've drafted this in such a way is where I'm very confident that this will stand up to our state's uniformity clause.
And Representative Spreitzer, what have you been hearing in response to this bill, just in talking to constituents, hearings, and elsewhere?
Well, many constituents aren't necessarily familiar with the issue, and they don't realize that they may, in fact, be paying higher property taxes on their homes because of these loopholes. But when people hear about it, they absolutely want it to be addressed. And I certainly hear a lot from city officials who are very familiar because they're the ones that have to pass that tax burden on to other taxpayers when businesses use these loopholes. And I wanted to echo what Senator Ross said. You know, this is not about creating a special way of taxing certain businesses. It's about closing a loophole where certain businesses have gotten very creative and found a special way to pay fewer taxes than they should if they're taxed the same way as everybody else. If you own a home, your home value is taxed based on the fair market resale value of it and not based on as if it was a vacant abandoned property that perhaps didn't have that resale.
Senator Roth, there's kind of a lot going on in the legislature right now. Are you getting much of a response from your colleagues?
We had an overwhelming response. This bill, if you look at the co-sponsorship memo, both Republicans and Democrats, about half of the legislature is signed on as a co-sponsor. We pass a lot of things in the legislature with bipartisan support. This will be, if we're able to get it on both floors and pass, this will be the most significant bipartisan bill that we get past the session, So I'm really excited. The response really has been overwhelming because people talk to their local government. They talk to folks that represent them at that level, and I can tell you they're hearing it from them, from the men and women who serve us at that level, who understand how drastically this will hurt them if we don't address it. They're hearing it from them, and they're motivated to work.
And Representative Spreitzer, a timeline.
Well, I hope that the bill can move forward this fall. It has already had a public hearing in the Assembly, and it just had a public hearing in the Senate today. So hopefully those two committees will schedule votes soon, and it can come to the floor. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be able to pass it this fall, given the broad support that it has.
Well, thanks so much to both of you for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was State Senator Roger Roth, a Republican from Appleton, and State Representative Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat from Beloit. They're both sponsors of a bill that would close a so-called dark store loophole, which allows big box stores to argue for lower property values and to pay less in property taxes. That bill had a public hearing today.